姐妹在向主里向大家问安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace to all of you.
哥林多后书是一本保罗最真情流露的一封信。
Out of all the epistles of Paul, I think Corinthians is the epistle that most expresses Paul's personal feelings here.
所以当我们在读这封书信的时候
，So as we read this epistle,
或者在听这封书信的时候
，or listen to it,
我们脑海里面所呈现的保罗的形象
，and the image that we have in Paul in our mind.
不应该是一个道貌岸然的学者
He's just not a lofty scholar
也不应该是一个面无表情的法官
Or a very cold judge
或者是高高在上拒人于千里之外的教会领袖
Or something that's distant, a shepherd that's distant away from his sheep、
yeah. 我没有说我们教会的领袖是这样哈
Okay, we didn't say that our church leaders are like this
相反的
On the contrary,
保罗是那个会哭会笑。
You see that in Paul's letter, you can see he can laugh, he can shed tears. Yeah.
甚至会朝着要生要死的性情中人。
And sometimes he's appeared emotional. Yeah.
这一位是动了真性情的保罗。
He has expressed his true feelings.
尤其是在我们今天所要读的经文《哥林多后书》第七章里面。
Especially in chapter 7, which I'm going to look into today.
这一章我们看到他把自己的喜怒哀乐。
We can see that his sadness, his joy, and his anger,
都被哥林多教会的众信徒的一举一动来牵动着。
It's strongly related to what's happening in the church of Corinth.
我们可以想象保罗在写这封信的时候
，and we can imagine when he wrote this epistle,
他的心情是起伏非常厉害的。
He has this range of emotion that's going through.
他有担心的时候，也有把握的时候。
Sometimes he's troubled, sometimes he's confident.
他有要责备他们的时候，也有要鼓励他们的时候。
Sometimes he's hard, sometimes he wants to be encouraging.
他有很立定要说的话，但是也有后悔的那个时刻。
Sometimes he's affirming, sometimes he expresses remorsefulness.
你可以想象他在写这封信的时候。
Can you imagine when he wrote this letter?
他一定是一半流着泪，也一半欢笑的。
He must be living with joy as well as in tears.
保罗爱哥林多教会的众信徒们。
Paul deeply loved the people at Corinth.
所以在这第七章里面
，So in chapter 7,
我们所看到的
，We can see
不是他一贯来所谈的很多的神学
，It's not all this theology that he's talking about all this while，
而是他把自己的感性、自己的性情敞开在哥林多信徒的面前
，But his personal feelings, his thoughts were all fully expressed to the church in Corinth，
甚至他说他要跟哥林多的信徒们同生共死
，To an extent that he said。He wants to live and die with these believers in Corinth.
所以今天我的题目就是
So today my topic today
保罗与哥林多教会的真情相待
So Paul and the Corinth church relationship with true love and true feelings.
为什么会是这样的呢
Why is that so?
保罗跟哥林多教会的关系是怎么样的呢
What are the relationship like between Paul and the church?
他们当中发生了什么的事情呢
What happened then?
我想弟兄姐妹在过去这七八个星期听了传道牧师的讲解之后，都应该有一些概念了。
I think we are not unfamiliar with this background as we listen to a different pastor sharing this book.
让我很简单的总结一次。
So let me simply summarize them all.
哥林多是个古希腊的城市。
Corinthian is an ancient Greek city.
后来成为罗马的一个城市。
It became a Roman city.
在很短的时间内成为罗马第三大的城市。
And it became the third largest city in Rome.
仅次于亚历山大跟罗马城。
Just behind Alexandria and Rome itself.
所以哥林多这里有很多从各个不同地方的人聚集在一起。
So there are people from all over the place that gather in this Corinth.
他们有学者，也有商人。
So there are scholars, there are business people.
当然也少不了犹太人。
And of course,Many Jews were there.
保罗在他的第二次旅行布道的时候，就来到哥林多。
In his second missionary trip, he came over to Corinth.
大概在公元主后50-51年的时候
，About 50-51 AD.
他在那里传道，而且成立了教会。
He was doing missionary trip then, and he established this Corinth church.
教会的运作非常的顺利。
And the operation went on well.
保罗就离开到以弗所去。
And then he left to Ephesus.
这是使徒行传第十八章所记载的。
And this is recorded in Ephesus chapter 18.
大概过了两年之后呢
？After 2 years,
保罗又再开始他的第二次旅行步道。
He came out and do his second mission trip.
他就到了以弗所。
And he came to Ephesus.
在那里大大的工作。
And he do great work over at Ephesus.
在那里停留了三年。
And he stayed there for 3 years.
就在这三年的期间呢
？In these 3 years.
有听到哥林多教会发生问题了。
He heard that something happened at Corinth.
有一些从犹大地来的犹太的一些假先知，就在教会里面传讲一些跟保罗不一样的道理。
Some Jews, the false prophet, are spreading something that is different from what Paul has preached.
他们企图要分裂教会。
They attempt to split the church.
他们甚至怀疑保罗的那个使徒的身份。
They even cast doubt in the Paul apostleship.
这个时候呢？
And this time,
哥林多教会就派人来在以弗所的保罗求救。
And the people that sent asked God, Paul for help.
保罗就写了以弗所写了哥林多前书，去回答他们教会所碰到的这些问题。
So that's why Paul wrote the First Corinthians to in response to their call for help.
甚至他也可能派了一些人，可能包括提摩太去哥林多去帮忙他们，但是不成功。
He may even help, send someone like Timothy to help the church there, but without success.
保罗那个时候知道事情严重。
Paul knew the severity of the situation.
他非常爱他们。
And he loved them deeply.
他就自己要到哥林多去访问。
So he wants to go there personally to visit them.
大概在公元主后55年的时候。
So about AD 50-51,
保罗去了。
Paul went.
圣经没有太详细记载到底发生什么事。
Paul didn't, the Bible didn't detailly record what happened then.
但是在哥林多后书的第二章呢，保罗就很用一个很忧伤的字说，这是一个非常忧愁的一次的访问。
But we know based on chapter 2 in 2 Corinthians, Paul described this trip as a very painful trip for him.
保罗去到那边的时候，他们居然没有完全的。听了他的解释
，They not only fully understand what he tried to tell them，
也没有接受他
，and did not accept him。
后来保罗离开了
，so eventually he left。
之后保罗就写了一封很挫折、很严厉的书信
，and thereafter wrote a Paul subsequently wrote a very harsh letter to them。
学者们把这个叫做泪书
，and many scholars termed this letter as a sorrowful letter，
用眼泪写成的一封书信。
It's like it's written with tears。
这封书信已经失传。
And since then, this letter was lost.
Yeah. 保罗这个时候就派提多就把这封信带到哥林多去给他们。
And Paul asked Titus to bring this letter over to the church at Corinth.
提多就会走海路，比较快的到哥林多。
So Titus went into it by sea. That's a quicker way.
保罗自己就计划，他就会走陆路。慢慢的经过特罗亚，然后到马其顿，然后到最后他也是要到哥林多去。
But Paul will do it overland and to Macedonia to Troas, eventually to Corinth. That's his plan.
弟兄姐妹们，这个时候保罗心情是非常复杂的。
This time you understand that Paul's emotions are very complex.
他在问，到底这封信去到那里哥林多教会的人能够接受他这封信里面所讲的东西吗
？He asks himself whether the people there can accept.What's written in this letter?
他们能够接受提多吗
？They can they accept Titus?
保罗在这个途中非常的忧虑。
And he was very concerned. Yeah.
他其实身体有点一点不健康。
And he's not very well physically also. Yeah.
他原本跟提多约好是在这个特罗亚跟提多会面的。
Actually, he planned to meet Titus at Troas.
但是在特罗亚的时候，这个提多迟迟没有到来。
But then he didn't find.Titus there.
保罗非常非常担心
，and he's even more worried.
担心到他甚至连可以好好传福音的那个的心情，他都似乎受到了一些影响。
Worried to a point that he affects his mission work.
所以保罗就赶紧的继续到马其顿去了。
So he quickly go over to Macedonia.
当然希望在那里跟提多见面
，and hopefully he can meet up with Titus there.
也更急着要知道到底哥林多教会的领袖跟信徒们对他那封信的反应是怎么样。
And wanting to know what's the response of the Corinthians.To his letter.
到底哥林多教会现在的情况发展到怎么样？是更糟了呢，还是怎么样了
？Is it the situation getting better or getting worse?
他们是不是会拒绝提多，就像以前拒绝提摩太一样呢
？Do they reject Titus just like they have rejected, you know, Timothy?
保罗跟他这个一手建立起来教会的信徒的关系，面对一个很大很大的危机。
The church he built and the relationship with him is facing a big crisis.
这个危机怎么发展下去呢？
So how does this develop on?
第七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
我们一起来读第七章第二节到第七节。
Let's all read from verse 2 to verse 7.
我先念中文的，然后陈汉长老会念英文的。你们要心地宽大，收容我们。我们未曾亏负谁，未曾败坏谁，未曾占谁的便宜。我说这话不是要定你们的罪，我已经说过，你们藏在我们心里，情愿与你们同生同死。我大大放胆向你们说话，我因你们多多夸口，满有安慰。我们在一切患难中分外的快乐。我们从前就是到了马其顿之后，身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。但那安慰丧气之人的神，借着提多来安慰了我们。不但借着他来，也借着他从你们得来的安慰，安慰了我们。因他把你们的思念、哀动向我的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。
And this is what Paul wrote. Okay, please open your heart to us. We have not done wrong to anyone. We have not led anyone astray. We have not taken advantage of anyone.I'm not saying this to condemn you, for I said before that you are in my hearts forever. We'll live and die with you. I have the highest confidence in you, and my pride in you is great. You have greatly encouraged me. You have made me happy despite all troubles. When we arrived in Macedonia, there is no rest for us. Outside, there were conflict in every direction. Inside, there were fear.By God who encourages those who discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. His presence was a joy, but so was the news he brought of the encouragement he received from you. When he told me how much you were looking forward to my visit and how sorry you were about what happened and how loyal your love to me, I was filled with joy.
是的，事情居然有了一个转变。
Yes, there was a turning point.
提多把好消息带给了保罗。
Titus brought good news.To Paul.
哥林多教会的领袖给信徒们居然接受了他那严厉的那封泪书里面所讲的劝勉。
And the leaders in the church of Corinth accepted his words and his letters.
保罗对他们劝勉，挽回了他们在信仰上所偏离的道。
And then brought them back to the truth.
保罗那封严厉的信也展示了他的爱。
And his in harsh letter, he has expressed his love.
保罗就用我们现在后来这本哥林多后书来继续的鼓励他们，并且把他的真性情、前前后复杂的心情表达出来。
And therefore, he continued to encourage him using the Second Corinthians and express also his feeling about the matters.
让我们通过这几节来多进一步的认识这位保罗。
Let's also go read through these verses to experience what he's experiencing.
第二节、第三节说到保罗要哥林多信徒们。在心地宽大的收纳我们。
Verse 2, he wants them to, verse 2 and 3, he wants them to open his heart to them.
在这里也表达说要在心里留一个空间能够容得下保罗。
So that Paul hoped that they have a room in their heart for Paul.
容得下保罗的什么呢？
To accept what from Paul?
容得保罗这个人。
His person,
也容得下保罗对他们严厉的措辞
and also his very harsh feedback to them.
有很多时候，我们很难容得下别人对我们严厉的措辞
Sometimes it's very difficult for us to accept harsh feedback from people about us.
保罗在这里再次强调，这些严厉的措辞都是为了他们好的
And these comments are for the good of the church.
保罗甚至用很尖锐的话说：“我从来没有亏欠谁，也没有败坏谁，也没有要占谁的便宜。”
And then Paul used very sharp words that I don't want to take advantage of all of you. I don't want to take advantage of any one of you.
我们周围很多人，包括很多时候我们自己。
Many times, people around us, including ourselves.
我们做很多事情的方式，的重点就是以自我为中心。
When we decide on things, we are very self-centered.
但是这不是保罗。
But this is not Paul.
保罗在使徒行传二十章给我们看到保罗的行事为人。
In the Acts of Apostles, chapter 20, we understand Paul more.
无论是在道德上，在钱财上，跟与人交往上
，whether morally, whether it's financially, or it's relating with other people，
他都是无可指责的。
He's blameless in those areas。
他都是把教会的弟兄姐妹为放在他的第一位。
He always put church and the brothers and sisters in the first priority。
保罗在这个时候，既然哥林多教会的信徒已经接纳了他，他为什么又重提这件旧事呢
？But since the church has already accepted him, why is he bringing up all these histories？
第三节他又说，我这么说，我说这些话不是要定你们的罪。
And he said, you know, in verse 3, he said, I'm not saying all this to condemn you.
他甚至说，我藏在你们藏在我的心里，我情愿你们同生共死。
But instead, he said, I you always in my heart forever. We will live and die together with you.
这是保罗真性情的一个表彰的表达。
This is expression of Paul's personal true feelings.
你们藏在我们心里。
You're in our hearts forever.
我们愿意与你同生共死。
We are willing to die with you.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等美好的一个教会的领袖跟信徒之间的关系。
What a beautiful relationship between a leader and the brothers and sisters of the church.
保罗用他的真心，用他的生命来跟哥林多教会的信徒们、领袖们交往。
He used his real true heart feelings to relate with the brothers and sisters in church.
当越用越真心的时候，所以当他越听到人家重伤他、误会他的时候，他就更加的伤心，更加的忧愁。
Because he had given in so much, when people hurt him, that makes the hurt even more painful.
第四节
verse 4.
保罗就甚至把他的语调一改，改成我。他前面第二、第三节都是用我们，就是保罗跟他同工们。
You see in verse 4, there's a change in the way he writes. He uses the first person singular, me, instead of we, as in the first verse 2 and 3.
King James Version 跟 RSV 第二跟第三节都翻译成我，翻译不好，应该其实都是我们，只有第四节开始才是我。
So in verse 4, you see that it starts to say we, and not I, instead of we.
这里再次表达保罗那种自己要全程的一个人完全来承担这样的一个这个责任。
Here you see that Paul wants this to be totally his personal responsibility.
因为他知道，
because he knows,
他是真心的、无可指责的来爱、来对待哥林多教会的信徒们。
Because his love to the church is blameless.
第四节，保罗说：“我大胆放胆向你们说话。
See, ”我 I have high com I said this.Confidently to all of you.
我因你们多多夸口，满得安慰。
You have greatly encouraged me and made me happy.
我们在一些患难中分外的快乐。
Despite all our troubles.
等等，保罗在这里用了一组很真实的对比。
Here, Paul uses a very strong contrast.
他用得到安慰跟快乐来对比不安慰，不安宁患难。
He used the contrast between encouragement and troubles.
快乐跟忧伤。
Happy and sadness.
我再说一次，对比快乐，对比忧伤。
So it's a contrast between happiness and sadness.
得到安慰跟不宁静。
Comforted and 不宁静。
Very trouble.
Trouble. Yeah.
第五节的安慰跟快乐，不是跟普通的安慰跟快乐。Verse 5.
Verse 5, the trouble that he faced.
The comfort.
The comfort that he
the
faced.
Joy,
the joy that
he received is not the normal joy.
It's not the normal joy.
因为这里 NIV 用 overflowing joy.
Here it uses
overflowing joy. 华文说 you 华文的 you 满到流出来的那个意味。
It's overflowing.
对比的。
So it's.Contrasting.
那个患难也不是普通的患难。
And the trouble is not the normal trouble.
是非常痛心的内忧外患。
It's very hurtful, and you know, it's conflicting from all directions. That kind of trouble.
两面受敌。
Yeah, it's conflicting from every direction.
From every direction.
Correct.
可以你想象那种悲伤的心情多么厉害。
And you can experience the sadness in his heart.
弟兄姐妹，当我们跟人的关系越深的时候，我们所可能受到的伤害其实是越重的。
When you love someone deeply, you're also opening yourself the risk of being hurt more deeply.
保罗跟哥林多教会的关系是那么的深。
So that is the extent of Paul's relationship with the church.
所以当他在受到误会的时候，他所受到的伤害是那么的大。
So when he's misunderstood, he feels the hurt even more.
甚至到了保罗到一个难以自我控制的时候。
And he to a point that he can no longer control himself.
待会第八节我们就看到。
And verse 8 you will see.
我们先讲回第五跟第六节。
Let's talk about verse 5 and 6 verse first.
这里我们可以看到，这里所讲的那个忧伤，真的是非常大的一个忧伤，就代表着保罗跟教会的那种真心的关系。
Here you really truly see the real fear and trouble.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在我们的教会生活当中
，in our life in this church，
常常很多时候我们不敢太真心的对人。
We are afraid to be true to our brothers and sisters.
我们很怕得罪人。
We are afraid we may hurt them.
我们也怕冲突。
we also try to avoid conflict.
所以我们就活在很皮子很客彼此很客客气气的一个氛围当中。
So we are very nice and to each other.
我们的感情淡如白开水。
And also our relationship are at most lukewarm.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们缺乏保罗跟哥林多教会那种真情真心的关系。
I think we lack the true feeling like what we've seen in Paul.
保罗在他人生最痛苦、最黑暗的日子的时候
，Paul in his darkest part of his life，
什么东西可以成为他的安慰呢
？What can bring him comfort？
答案就在第六跟第七节。
And the answer is on verse 6 and 7。
但那安慰丧气之人的神，借着提多来安慰了我们。
So the by God who encouraged those who encouraged to the arrival of Titus。
不但借着他来，也借着他从你们得了安慰，安慰了我们。
Not only the presence of Titus, but the news he brought along。
弟兄姐妹们，这里我们学到一个功课。
So here we learn an important lesson。
安慰从上帝那里来。
So the comfort and encouragement comes from God。
当我们在最忧伤、最痛苦、内忧外患的时候，上帝的安慰等着你。
In our deepest sorrow, that's where we seek comfort and encouragement.
弟兄姐妹们，安慰不单从上帝而来。
So this comfort doesn't come only come from God.
因为上帝是当安慰人的上帝。
Because God is the God of all comfort.
但是上帝也是那个预备人来安慰你的上帝。
But He's also God that prepare people around you to comfort you.
这里，上帝替保罗预备了提多。
Here, God prepared Titus.
提多最后来到了马其顿，跟保罗会面。
When he met Paul at Macedonia,
这就是一个安慰。
This is a true comfort.
保罗派提多去哥林多教会。
So when Paul sent Titus to the Church of Corinth,
把那封信类书交给哥林多教会
，to relay the message to them.
其实保罗并没有一定很大的把握。
Paul is not 100% confident.
他能够完成那整个很好的任务。
That he can fully accomplish his task.
但是现在，当保罗看到提多这位弟兄的时候
，But when he meet Titus,
他没有问做完事情了没有。
He didn't ask, have you accomplished your work?
他看到这个弟兄，他就得了安慰。
When he saw the presence of Titus, he was greatly comforted.
保罗永远把人看成比做的事情还重要。
So people number one and before the task.
感谢主，上帝预备了提多成为保罗这个安慰。
Thank God that God prepared Titus to be a comfort.
上帝是安慰人的上帝。
So God is the God of all comfort.
上帝预备那些安慰人的人去安慰我们。
He prepared people around us to comfort us.
第三。
The third,
上帝也通过圣灵的感动，把事情做对了，来安慰众人。
And God through things that happening around us bring comfort to all of us.
是的，提多从哥林多教会那里得到了安慰。
So yes, Titus, Paul,
提多从哥林多教会
from the church brought comfort.
他得到了安慰。
He experienced comfort.
为什么得到这个安慰呢
？And how so?
因为哥林多教会的信徒们接受了保罗书信的劝勉，也接受了提多这个人。
Because people in Corinth accepted Paul's message.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters.
上帝通过圣灵的感动
，God through the Spirit
事情改变
，can change things.
叫人得安慰
，so that people.Like us can be comforted.
而保罗看到提多得安慰，提多看到哥林多得安慰的时候
，When Paul saw Titus was comforted, and he saw and Titus experienced comfort from the church,
这个安慰的事情
，this comfort
不是一个 zero sum games.
It's not
不是一个有了分出去就少了的东西。
It's not a zero sum game. That means you have less, I have more.
而是大家都彼此安慰的时候，那个安慰就能够增长。
So when we are comforting each other, your comfort will multiply.
哥林多教会的接受跟接纳是很实在的。
And so this acceptance of Paul is very real.
提多带回来了他们所做的三件事。
So Titus brought three things back from the church.
他们思念保罗。
First, they remember Paul.
他们哀恸。
They were sorrowful for Paul.
Sorry
for Paul.
他们也为保罗而热心
，and they were enthusiastic.
很难翻译，因为这三句话就翻译的不太好。
Yep, so it's not my fault.
是的，这里华文圣经和合本的翻译真的是不太清楚。
Yeah, it's not very clear.
不太清楚，但是不要紧，你看英文 NIV 翻译就非常清楚什么意思。
So you look at NIV, it's clearer here. Yeah.
第一点 ，How much you were looking forward to my visit.保罗，哥林多教会的人是多么渴望保罗再次回去探望他们。 这就表示哥林多教会的人就已经能够接受保罗的身份跟他的劝勉。
So you can see that the church of Corinth has accepted him and his encouragement.
How sorry you were about what had happened.
How sorry.
翻译华文。
How sorry. 你们多么为过去的事感到哀恸忧伤。
对了。到底他们过去的事是什么事呢？
So what were these things?
就是他们偏离的正道。
That is they have led, they've been astray from the truth.
他们怀疑保罗的身份。
They doubted Paul.
他们为这件事哀恸。
They were sorry for what they did.
这个哀恸这句话在这里非常严重。
And this sorry is very
这个字
is very serious.
这个字在全本新约圣经用过两次。
In the entire New Testament, it was only used twice.
这里用了一次。
And this is the first time.
另外一次用在马太福音第二章第十八节。
And secondly, the sorry was used in Matthew chapter 2.
Verse 18. 那里讲到希律王下令杀了所有的两岁以下，在伯利恒一带两岁以下的婴孩的时候，他们的父母亲那种哀伤哀哭的那个声音。
That's when Herod, you know, made
decree to kill
those under two, small and two, and that's where all the this word was used to describe those parents that were feeling the pain. Yeah.
这个哀伤真的是很痛苦的。
And this sorrow is indeed very painful.
哥林多教会的这样的一个哀痛的形象，也反映了他们认真的对待他那个错的教导跟所犯的错。
And this sorrow, this sorry that conveyed from Titus also means that the church is now ready to come back to the truth.
这样一个悲痛的哀痛才会带来一个悔改。
Only with to such pain can we brought about change.
保罗在听到他们愿意哀痛跟悔改的时候，就分外的喜乐。
And he's overjoyed.
但是也勾起他那复杂的心情。
And he also brought along this very complex emotion.
在这里，保罗又毫无保留的表达出来。
And here he expressed this unreservedly.
再一次的表达他对教会的关心跟爱。
And expressed his love for this church.
处处的关心着信徒信仰的真理的纯正与否。
That he's concerned about the truthfulness of the word.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at chapter 8, no, verse 8.
Verse 8.第八节，我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因我知道那叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的。如今我欢喜，不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我受亏损了。
So this is what Paul wrote. I'm no longer sorry that I sent the letter to you, though I'm sorry for a time, but I know it was painful to you for a while.Now I'm glad I sent it, not because it hurt you, but because it caused the pain caused to you have remorse and change your ways. It was the kind of sorrow God wants His people to have, so you will not harm by us in any way.
保罗在写这封信的时候，写那一封泪书的时候，真的是有点后悔。
When Paul wrote the sorrowful letter, he felt a bit remorseful.
他的后悔不是他的内容写错了，他要改。
It's not about the content that he wrote，
或者他神学立场有改变。
Or his theology，
而是他担心他里面所写的措辞可能太严厉了。
He just worried that the words used are a little harsh，
太硬了。
Too harsh to people for people to accept，
使到教会领袖不太能够接受。
And so people were not accepted。
保罗这种患得患失的心情
in this you know, conflicting emotion that he is experiencing，
他一方面怕他们受不了那个严厉的词汇。
On one hand, he's worried that he may not be able to take the kind of harsh wordings，
但是另一方面他又知道他不得不严正的指正他们。
But on the other hand, he realized that he has to be direct。
这跟我们中国人所讲的父母亲那种爱之深责之切的心情是很一样的。
As parents, you can experience these conflicting emotions.
保罗在这时候把自己的心情收拾一下。
So Paul consolidated his what he feels.
而写下了第十节这样的一句名言。
He wrote this very famous verse 10.
第十节说：“因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁，就叫人死。”
For God can use sorrow in our life to help us turn away from sin and seek salvation. We will never regret that kind of sorrow, but sorrow without repentance is the kind that results in death.
两种的忧愁。
So there are two kinds of sorrow.
一种是依着上帝的旨意的忧愁。
One is the sorrow that comes from God.
他就生出悔改。
And therefore you will change your way.
人就不会受到亏损。
Then no one will be harmed.
第二种就是世俗的忧愁，就是不是按着上帝的旨意的忧愁。
But the other sorrow doesn't come from God.
走向死亡。
It doesn't lead to repentance. It results.
怎么样才是依着上帝旨意的忧愁呢
？So what is godly sorrow?
这里指的是我们信徒在奔跑属灵的道路的时候。
This is when we Christians know, run the journey.
有时会失败，有时会犯错。
Sometimes we fall down. Sometimes we meet obstacles.
有时是出于无知的。
Sometimes we did this unconsciously.
有时是出于被错误的人误导，就像哥林多教会一样。
Sometimes we are being led astray in this journey.
上帝要我们真心悔改。
So God wants us to turn back and repent.
这是一种更新，这是一种转变。
This is a renewal. This is change.
这是不受亏损的。
This change doesn't bring about harm.
这样的更新跟这样的转变是有实在的行动的。
Such change and renewal it comes with true action.
弟兄姐妹们。
So,
哥林多教会的信徒们在经过这样的会这样的一个忧伤跟悔改之后，他们的转变是很实在的。
So after feeling sorrow and now the church has changed their ways.
保罗在这里列出他们所做的一二三四五六七点。
Paul here write what are the changes that Paul observed in them?
殷勤、自述、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚。
Wow.Okay,
just read this.
Okay, it's
earnestness.
Earnestness. It's
willingness, concern to clear yourself.
Alarm.
Longing to see me. Readiness to punish a wrongdoer, etc., etc.
Yeah, you see how conflicting Paul feels. Yeah, in this.
他们保罗这里说到，他们做了这些事之后，最终的目的是什么呢
？And at the end, what is the ultimate result?
要在这些事上都表明你们自己是清白的、洁净的
，so that they can prove themselves to be blameless and pure.
哎，这就是我们和本不太理想的一个翻译。
And this is obviously some difficulty in translation.
NIV 的翻译非常好。
And NIV was clearer. 第几节？Okay, show that you have done everything you could to make things right.
华语的翻译就是尽你的心力把事情做对。这是非常好的一个翻译。不管在怎么样的情况之下，我们都要尽我们的心、尽我们的力把事情做好。
No matter what circumstances, we make things right.
这里讲的就是真理的事情。
Here we talk about this is a matter of truth.
保罗这里不是叫我们要样样事情跟人家针锋相对。
Paul doesn't mean that Paul wants us to in all things be confrontational to people.
或者没有智慧的，或者是很没有 EQ 的，乱讲话。
And related to others without taking in consideration other people's feeling.
到处去得罪人。
And so you hurt people in the process.
保罗这里讲的是
，Paul what Paul mentioned what trying to mention here is
真理跟信仰生活上
，in truth and real Christian living.
应该讲的正确的就是正确的。
We need to talk the tell the truth and what is right.
保罗这里更清楚的讲，他这样严厉的讲，不是要指责那个犯错的人，或者是那个被人家误导而指责那个讲错话的人，或者那个被人家误导而犯错的人。
Here he's trying, Paul is not trying to be harsh to those who have led astray and those have done the wrong things.
保罗这里要。讲的是
What he wants to say is
对那一些被安慰的人
those people that are being comforted
所有的哥林多信徒的教会的每一个的信徒
all the believers in the church of Corinth
都是为了他们的好处而这样的讲的
It's for the own good that he wrote such harsh words
我虽第十二节我虽然从前写信给你们却不是为那亏负人的也不是为那受人亏负的，乃是在神面前把你们顾念我们热心表明出来。
So verse 12 is my purpose was not to write about who did the wrong and who was wronged. I wrote to you so that in sight of God you could show how much you really care for us.
我真的喜欢 NIV 的后面这句话。
I really liked the translation of NIV.
他说 ，How much you really do care for us? 你真心对我们，多真心的对我们。保罗这里再次问，给我们看到我们跟教会的关系到底是多真心的。
Again, Paul asks us to reflect how true are we to our church.
而这个真心不是口头说了算的。
And it's not just lip service.
而是看在上帝的眼中的。
It's in God's eyes. How true are we to our church?
弟兄姐妹们，你要这样的教会信徒的生活吗
？Do we want this kind of life? in our church.
在哥林多后书第七章的后半段第十四节开始
from verse 14 on,
保罗除了有严厉的话之外呢，其实保罗也是很正面的，也有称赞哥林多教会跟提多的地方的。
Paul also have, other than strong words, Paul also have areas where they encourage Titus.
当保罗叫提多带这封信到哥林多的时候，他肯定跟哥林多讲，跟提多讲了很多哥林多教会的事情。
Before Paul sent Titus to bring this letter to the church of Corinth, he must have briefed Titus in detail what's happening over there.
肯定把他们所做的事情讲得很清楚。
Definitely very in detail what's happening at the church.
但是你相信吗？保罗也在提多面前讲了很多哥林多教会的好话，正面的话。
But he also said many good things about the church.
而这件事情到后来真的证明是真的了。
And at the end, it's all this thing proved to be true.
第十四节说，我若对提多夸奖了你们什么，我也觉得没有惭愧，因我对提多夸奖你们的话成了真的。
And verse 14 says, I told him how proud I was of you, and that you didn't disappoint me. I've always told you the truth, and now my boasting to Titus has also proved true.
这里要强调的并不是保罗预测多么准确
Here is not to emphasize how accurate his prediction were
而是带出保罗 也在做正面的引导跟鼓励的工作
Here is to bring out what God, Paul is still encouraging and also guiding people along
也让我们知道哥林多教会的信徒们虽然有走错了地方 so, 但是
Even as the church has fallen astray
他们的爱心跟忠心的基础还是有根有基的
But the foundation of loveWas there.
上帝的爱还是在他们那里。
God's love was with them.
上帝的带领还是与他们同在。
And God's guidance was with the church.
所以这个危机才会有一个新的转机。
So this crisis has come to a turning point.
一个新的结果。
A new result, new outcome.
哥林多教会接纳了保罗的劝勉。
The church of Corinth has accepted Paul's words.
悔改了。
And they repented.
走回正道了。
Came back to the path of truth.
这样的一个危机还有另一个意想不到的结果
and this crisis also brought along an unexpected outcome
那是什么呢
and what's that outcome
他们能够接受提多
and they can also in this process accept Titus
提多是一位年轻的保罗 的学生
Titus is a young apprentice of Paul
这个时候他已经成熟到能够很好的处理这件事情
and he has over this process he has proven himself to be capable in dealing with this matter
十年之后，保罗再把另外一件更难、更重要的事情交给他，他也做得很好。
Because 10 years later, Paul gave Titus an even more difficult mission, and he did it well.
这是保罗教会领袖的接班人。
And he became a succession of Paul.
在下来哥林多教会或者其他教会有更多其他问题的时候，提多就能够按照上帝给他的恩赐、上帝给他教导去鼓励、去帮助众教会。
Because this experience of this guidance by Paul, Titus is able to tackle all the difficulties that come along the way.
弟兄姐妹，
yeah.
这是多么美好的一个接班人的训练的一个过程跟成果。
Can you see this is a beautiful picture how a master brought along and grew the succession for himself?
第十五节，保罗说。并且提多想起你们众人顺服是怎么样战战兢兢地接待他，他爱你们的心肠就越发热了。我如今欢喜，能在凡事上为你们放心。
And here is what Paul said of Titus, okay, verse 15. Now he cares for you more than ever when he remembers the way you listened to him and welcomed him with such respect and deep concern. I'm very happy now because I have complete confidence.
我开始说这章是一个非常，忧伤的一则经文的开始，为今天的开始。
I started this today sharing by having a sad start.
但是它的结果就是保罗非常放心。
But the ending is that Paul has complete.
虽然他们后来还会有一些问题
，even though they encounter more trouble subsequently.
但是提多成熟了。
But Titus has matured.
哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹也成熟了。
The believers in Corinth has matured also.
他们亲身经历了上帝在他们忧伤当中、痛苦当中带给他们的悔改跟更新。
They experience through this experience of trouble, they brought about repentance, and now they are renewed.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters,
这本书。这个章节是保罗生命中非常黑暗、不顺利这个时刻所写的一个章节。
Remember, this letter is written when Paul was at his darkest point of his life.
但是，当我们在看到最忧伤的时刻的时候，我们就体会到上帝最大的安慰。
He experienced God's greatest comfort.
上帝的安慰从上帝自己而来。
This comfort comes from God Himself.
上帝通过他所拣选的人提多以及哥林多教会的人，给了提多跟保罗安慰。
Through the people he had prepared, like Titus and the believers at the Corinth, they brought along comfort to Paul.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们教会的侍奉当中
，in our service in church,
你是那个给人家患难困难的呢
？Are you the people that trouble other people?
还是你是那个带给安慰的
？Or are you the person that brought comfort?
上帝安慰我们，不是叫我们舒服，而是叫我们成为一个安慰人的人。
God comfort us, not make us comfortable, but make us able to comfort others.
弟兄姐妹，你经历体会这样的一个安慰人的上帝吗
？Have you experienced this God of comfort?
你亲自在这样的教会的生活当中，经历这样一种用真心相待的安慰的帮助的团契吗
？Have you experienced this comfort through the fellowship in this church?
保罗跟哥林多教会的信徒是真心的相待的。
I think the Paul and the believers are truly related to each other.
真心相待当中会有忧伤，会有冲突。
Because of this relationship, there are conflict, there are pain.
如果是按照上帝的旨意
，but by the will of God,
这些忧伤都能够产生悔改。
All this sorrow can turn to repentance.
能够产生上帝给我们自己的安慰
，and produce comfort from God.
我们就在上经历上帝这些上，更体会他是怎么样的一位上帝。
To this we experience how true our God truly is.
弟兄姐妹，我邀请你也进入这样的一个教会的生命。
Let's ask, want to invite you to come to this kind of Christian life.
我们一起祷告。主，我们谢谢你，因为你是那个亲自安慰的上帝，你也是那个叫我们每一个人正成为安慰人的人的上帝。我们就在你面前。再次为着保罗，为着提多，为着哥林多教会的信徒所经历的一切献上感恩，求主帮助我们众弟兄姐妹教会领袖们也珍惜我们在你面前我们这样的一个团体，我们这个群体的关系。主啊，你是我们的主，你在我们当中，叫我们每一个人真心相待的时候，主你自己的圣灵就在运行带领我们，安慰我们，激励我们，也帮助我们。我们这样面前这样的交托祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。